The German foreign minister, Joschka Fischer, is visiting Skopje, the Macedonian capital today, to show support for the government's struggle against ethnic Albanian guerrillas. After a series of clashes along the Kosovo-Macedonian border, the insurgents this week took up positions near Macedonia's second-largest city, Tetovo. International condemnation of the insurgency has been nearly universal. Today, the Russian foreign ministry expressed concerns that Macedonia could become another Kosovo. Robert Greenberg is a professor at the University of North Carolina and a visiting Fulbright scholar in Skopje. He joins me now. Professor Greenberg, are the Russian concerns here valid? Are we really about to see another former Yugoslav republic being torn apart by ethnic warfare?
Well, I think there are some similarities with Kosovo, but there are also some significant differences. In the similarities, we see an insurgency. That's the way the war started in Kosovo, with the Kosovo Liberation Army starting an insurgency in around 1997. And here in Macedonia, we have the same problem. We have now a National Liberation Army, which actually in Albanian has the same initials as the Kosovo Liberation Army, starting an insurgency on the territory of Macedonia. In the area of what is different, however, the Albanian population of Kosovo was under a very strict regime of Slobodan Milosevic. They were suffering many human rights abuses there. Here in Macedonia, it has been different. The Albanians have been participating in the political processes and have representatives in the government right now, and have enjoyed a much more, I'd say, much more freedom than the Kosovo Albanians. The results of all that don't seem to be, there doesn't seem to be a huge difference in what is actually happening, though, on the ground. It seems that the extremists are trying to stir up the ethnic troubles here and to start a conflict.
Macedonia has had a history of tension with its Albanian minority, which is sizable. Why is that tension breaking out into fighting now? Why the eruption at this time?
Well, there are several reasons one could indicate. One thing that happened recently, February 23rd to be exact, was the signing of a border agreement between Macedonia and the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia to the north, regulating the border issue. And that was an issue between the two states that started from the breakup of Yugoslavia in 91. And the that border agreement includes the demarcation of the border with Kosovo, since the Macedonian government considers Kosovo to be part of Yugoslavia. That has caused some lots of consternation, I would say, in among ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. And that might be one of the reasons why this has happened now. Others have suggested to me that there were high expectations among the Albanians in Macedonia that the new government, which is a coalition with the one of the more extreme Albanian parties, would bring some significant changes in the constitutional status of Albanians in Macedonia, and that hasn't happened. So that could also be an issue of frustration that has caused this current outbreak.
Do you think that it's threatening the stability of the Macedonian government, this coalition that you're talking about?
It could threaten the stability, but right now it's hard to tell what will happen. I think that if the fighting continues and it continues to spread, we're likely to see a declaration of a state of emergency here in Macedonia. The government is trying hard to call for national unity, tolerance, and cessation of violence. And unfortunately, that's not happening. And it is also very eager to get outside support, and it has gotten at least the verbal support of almost universally, as you said in your introduction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's really the whole situation here is pretty shaky right now, and everybody is very concerned about what might happen in the next days and weeks.
Yeah. Well, how are people reacting there where you are in Skopje to the fighting and so nearby where they are?
Right. Well, already I've talked to several people who have relatives in the Tetovo area that are Macedonian Slavs, and they said that all the Macedonian Slavs that they know have left Tetovo and are now taking refuge here in Skopje. People are very worried and very concerned. This had been for a long time a very peaceful part of the Balkans, and it's. I think people are really wondering, is the war coming this way, and what does that mean? And people are very, very concerned here.
Thanks very much. Robert Greenberg is a visiting Fulbright scholar in Skopje, Macedonia.